clerk report any communication from the governor?
We do not have any, sir.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
That's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax asking Senate Clerk Susan Schar about any messages from Governor Ralph Northam. Normally a routine part of Senate business, but these days it has a heightened sense of drama because many people are expecting a resignation letter any day now. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that's probably inevitable, but not right away.
He wants to be able to present some evidence that shows that is not him. And at that point, once he sort of made a statement about his honor and his integrity as it relates to that photograph, at that point, then he steps away.
Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says he's bothered by the rush to judgment.
As we see about the monuments, as we see about the Me Too movement, it's very reactive, polarizing, instantaneous, and I'm just not sure that that's good for the body politic.
Whoever the governor is in a few weeks, he'll be presented with a massive job, review thousands of bills, and decide whether to sign, veto, or amend them. That might be the current governor, if he's still in office, or it could be the guy asking the clerk of the Senate for communications from the governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.